This is Ozarks at Large. By 6:20 last night, the sanctuary at St. James Missionary Baptist Church in Fayetteville was full. Over the course of nearly 2.5 hours, three words were discussed and examined: Black Lives Matter. Three speakers and a question and answer session addressed the movement that has developed in the past few years. Organized by the Black History Team of Compassion Fayetteville, the meeting was billed as a conversation to help bring awareness and unity to the community. Each of the speakers used history, some decades or centuries old, some just a few months, to explain why Black Lives Matter is relevant and important to so many people. Circuit Judge Wendell Griffin of Little Rock first set a basic definition of what Black Lives Matter is and isn't. He says the Black Lives Matter movement developed in the wake of the acquittal of George Zimmerman in the shooting death of Trayvon Martin.
And that's the Black Lives Matter movement's genesis. To say Black Lives Matter is not divisive. I know you heard it is. It's not violent. It's not disrespectful. To say Black Lives Matter does not mean only Black Lives Matter. We didn't put that in there. You did. Own that, okay? We didn't put that in there. You did. To say Black Lives Matter does not mean Black Lives Matter more than other lives. We didn't say that. You did. Own that. Saying Black Lives Matter means that Black Lives Matter also.
Judge Griffin and the other panelists, Dr. Caree Banton from the University of Arkansas and Raven Cook, a Black history educator, listed the reasons it has been hard, they say, for African Americans to believe that Black lives have mattered to many people over the past 400 years. Slavery, Jim Crow, lynchings, poll taxes, literacy tests to vote, extreme enforcement of vagrancy and drug laws that statistically have been applied disproportionately to people of color, and the practice of redlining neighborhoods to deny loans to residents of certain parts of cities. Dr. Banton, an assistant professor of African and African American Studies and History at the University of Arkansas, says the generations of disadvantages for people of color needs to be addressed, discussed, and better understood.
In many respects, in fact, it exemplifies the old adage, the more things change, the more they remain the same. In each generation, new tactics have been used for achieving the same goals. Goals shared by the founding fathers. Denying African American citizenship was deemed essential to the formation of the original Union of the United States.
Judge Griffin began his address by telling the audience he doesn't use easy words to talk about race relations in the United States. He says the matter at hand is too important to handle delicately.
If you came to hear me say something that's going to be part of the comfortable pantomime of racial comfort, get over it, because I'm not going there with you. I've been black too long.
Last night's session was anything but incendiary, however. At its core, the community meeting was about explanation and was, by all appearances, a sermon preached to a choir already ready to seek unity. If the historical messages from the speakers were clear, so were the suggestions for contemporary times. Learn more about the African-American experience, question the narrative, and challenge stereotypes. Raven Cook, at 26, the youngest of the three speakers, described how her great-grandmother had been beaten and blinded in an act of racism. She says her faith and education have convinced her that people using their talents to make others aware of issues that affect people of color can make a difference.
I gave my life to using this history to open the eyes of others, and for almost 20 years, I've seen hope. I do believe God empowered me with this gift of seeing the problem in the same society that hatefully blinded my great-grandmother. Now, I don't take my call to service lightly, and tonight, neither should you. The good Lord and the ancestors sent me here tonight to let you know that your call to service is here and now.
Judge Wendell Griffin made a simple request to the racially mixed audience: hang out more. Talk to each other more, and avoid tiptoeing around the ugly details of race relations. Dr. Caree Banton says she thinks the topic is more than just important. What was discussed last night, she says, is an effort to work toward the salvation of the nation. This is Ozarks at Large.